Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. This Tuesday on the conversation, I truly believe, as the president does, that making the decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel will bring more peace, not less peace. S&P 500, Dow Jones stock, all that stuff, it's it. Quadruple digits, it's soaring through the roof. You know, the people that can't deny it have to say Obama's the reason why we're having the success, not Trump, but most people just tend to ignore it. House GOP members are hopeful that a four-page memo allegedly containing jaw-dropping revelations that the U.S. government surveillance was abused.
Really?
Wow, that's bull crap to think that the government spies on you. I don't buy that for a second. The five men who were missing on the explosion Monday at an Oklahoma natural gas drilling site are presumed dead. They believe they probably, when the explosion happened, they were instantly killed and fried alive. Also, if you watched any of the press secretary, the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, all the stuff she does, yeah, wasn't there a time when the media treated the president differently, when they kissed his ass no matter how bad he was? Remember that time? Yeah, when's that ever going to come back? Mike Pence delivered a joint statement to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They did like joint statements, and it's just, you know, it's nice to see a president and a vice president standing with Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu and not people like Iran, countries like that, you know. And you know, as you think about it, the reason why I voted for Trump, because he is a better criminal than Hillary Clinton. I want to get that out of the way. I'm going to get into a comment. The lady said that, oh, Hillary was a better criminal. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
I had to wake you up and hear that one.
And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are they going to go, this is totally hidden video or something, but it's real?
It's the Women's March,
you know. It's the women that dress up like vaginas and then say that Trump has a mental problem. Finally, if you lived on planet Mars or Neptune or Uranus or wherever you were, if you didn't know by now, Alexis Sanchez has officially signed for Manchester United. A lot of rumors since he's flaunting the number 7 jersey, who we thought would be going to Griezmann, Antonio Griezmann. So I want to get into that and what I think on that. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. I'm going to apologize for last Thursday. Even tonight, my Direct Connect is saying that it cannot connect to the server, and I was able to actually get via the host call-in. I was able to call in. It took way, because normally if I do my phone and call in, it takes no time at all. It, like, rings once, and then it goes, would you like to start your show? Enter your PIN, bang, 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 and done. Took forever just to connect via the phone, so something's not up. I got to call my liaison and ask what's going on. Why am I not able to direct connect? Or do I need to reboot? I may have to reboot the computer. I don't know. It's usually something that I have to do. You know, my computer or something on my end is not reading the server. Who knows? So, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. As you all know, today in Kentucky, there was a massive tragedy. 19 injured, 5 still critical, 2 dead after a 15-year-old kid opened up on the school. I'm trying to figure out. I don't get it. I mean, we have kids that are thinking they're laundry machines and eating Tide Pods and kids killing other kids. We made fun of people in school. I got made fun of. But we made fun of everybody. But at the expense of fun. We made fun of everyone, but that's what we did. But go ahead, make fun of me. If I collapsed, everyone that's kind of laughing with me be like, oh my God, are you okay? What's going on? Okay, 911, get them on the phone, whatever. Because we didn't have 911 back then. We had the police number you had to memorize. Yeah, we had actually had a number. Yeah, it's 802-603-6549, whatever the number was. And you had to remember, it wasn't 911 back when I was a kid. But anyone would have been there for you. You know, they may have gave you crap on the playground, but they would have been there for you. Not now. I'm laughed at, picked on. The teacher threw me in the corner, put a hat on my head that said dunce. People are flipping burgers at me and stuff. It's over. I'm coming in. I got an AR-15. I'm going to blow everyone up. I got C4. I don't understand what these kids are thinking. I don't understand. I mean, I lost my best friend in high school, and I still wonder, well, maybe if I would have went, if I would have done, if I could have, could I have done something? Could I have changed? I mean, because I'm sure there's somebody that knew, man, he said stuff that I never would have, million years. I mean, the biggest thing we ever had when I was a kid was, I remember a guy bringing in flour, pretending it was Coke. And nowadays, they'd be like, and you'd have a kid pulling out a bag, man, this is Poovy and Flake, man. Put this in the test kit, man, this will be dark blue. It's pure and cut. I mean, heck, when we were kids in like 7th and 8th grade and stuff, you'd sit there and write off stink bombs or a smoke bomb.
My dad would do, my dad has blown up a toilet in his school before, washing it.
But I don't get it. But I blame a lot of this on, I blame a lot of this on discipline. And you now you can't do anything. You can't touch your kid. I mean, if you try to discipline your kid, they'll send child protective services. I'm like, great, call them up. Have them haul you. You think you have it bad here? Wait till you go from foster home to foster home to foster home with people that don't like you and don't want you. You think I'm abusive? You're gonna wind up with someone that's gonna chain you up in a basement. The shooter, the 15-year-old suspect, is still alive, so they can help. I mean, he's being charged with murder. He's being, from what I've been told, he's being charged as an adult. They're going after him. At least. Maybe we can figure out what the heck he was thinking. Because usually they sit there and they put a gun to the head and end their life, and you have no idea why they did what they did. There's not, you can't get any explanation or anything out of it. And you're just kind of left with, what do I do? Where do I go? It was Marshall County High School. Keep them and all of Kentucky in your thoughts and prayers tonight. keep them all in your prayers because they need it. We need to come together as a nation. Now, I grew up in a different era in my life because I remember, I think it was in New Jersey where that roommate recorded his roommate and his boyfriend having sex or something. I don't know if it was just audio or whatever. And he put it on the internet or something. And the kid ended up committing suicide over it and all this. I mean, when I grew up with kids, I'd be like, okay, if you really want to record me and my boyfriend having sex, go right ahead. If you're that unsure of yourself that you have to record it, go right ahead. Hell, get a camera out. Film it. We don't care. The only person that can say you're no good, anyone can say you're no good, but only you can believe it. If you ever saw the movie Goal, I love that movie. Part two was done, but the original one was Santiago Munoz comes from Mexico and becomes a soccer player and ends up playing for Newcastle United. And he goes, well, it's because my dad, he told me I couldn't have aspirations. And he goes, the only person in this world can tell me I'm not good enough is you, coach. And even then, I may not believe you. You know, my wife could tell me I'm no good. Not that she would, but I don't have to believe it. Someone can tell you you're no good, but you can tell them where to put it where the sun don't shine. You can say, I'm not going to listen. I'm going to do it my own thing. Who is it? Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys went back to high school to have his grade changed because he did like a music class and got an F. He's one of the most famous songwriters in history. I'll tell you right there. Yeah, teacher, remember me? Music class, you gave me an F? Yeah. Yeah, I'm a $1 billion songwriter, $400 million a year in royalties for all my Beach Boys songs. Yeah, that CD you have, the Beach Boys, that 14-karat gold-plated Beach Boys CD, yeah, that's me singing that you gave me an F for. Thank you. That's if the teacher's even still alive. But, I mean, I would just laugh at it. How can they change the grade now that many years later? Okay, your GPA is now, did they even have GPAs back then?
Yes.
I don't know, because I know when I was like in seventh grade, they said, you don't even have to go to college. I'm like, yay. Because, I mean, who graduates school saying, yeah, I want to go back? I'm like, great, no more books. Oh, crap, I got to go back for even more. I love it because we finally have, now as I move on, a president who stands for freedom. As we are moving our embassy to Jerusalem and hopefully supporting making Israel, Jerusalem, the capital, you know, there is the possibility for more peace, not less peace. Peace is more possible now, not less possible. You know, we have a president who's doing dealings with Benjamin Netanyahu, not Iran. But hey, it's nice to have a president that actually stands up for people of peace. You know, it's nice to see peace with Benjamin Netanyahu and communicating and having like a dual press conference.
Being called a pussy.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing for just all you liberals out there. Donald J. Trump is respected around the world as a leader. It's amazing how what liberals think about Trump and what other nations think about Trump, two totally different spectrums. But then again, you have people coming to this country to get away from all the socialism that these idiot liberals want in this country.
What gets me about that $1 million, that million woman, well, you know what, I don't even want to call it a woman. I don't know what to call them. They can say they hate, the only thing they could give is they hate Trump. Why? Because they hate Trump. No valid, they could come up with reasons, no valid reason. They could say they come up Pence dad and Trump dad and they want, you know, all this. But if any of them said that, if any of us said that about Obama, oh my God, we're the racist, we're the evil. They could say that about our guy, and because he's white, they could say that, and they're not racist? Really?
Oh, exactly. It's the double standard that keeps going and going and going, like the Energizer Bunny. It's ridiculous.
I loved it when that woman, and that's why I had to wake you up for you to hear it.
Yeah, my wife actually woke me up when this lady's like, well, they had this, these marches don't make sense because they have a lady there from InfoWars, and she's like, oh, you're just trying to, I'm like, entrap you, how? Okay, if your argument, if you can actually argue, there's no such thing as entrapment, because you could say, hey, this is my argument. This is how I'm trumping what you're telling me. I say that socialism works. You say it doesn't. And if you're trying to entrap me, I'm going to prove to you that socialism is great. Why we should be like North Korea. And we should be like Cuba. But they can't. Oh, you're just trying to get me entrapped. You're trying to entrap me and trying to... No, I'm just trying to have a legitimate conversation with someone, and you hate having a legitimate conversation because I will put you under the table every time because you can't win an argument with someone that has no basis of thought when they have no point. It's sort of like saying, well, I'm making money, okay? Well, these plates cost you $5 and you're selling them for $4 and you're trying to convince me that you're making money. When it costs you a dollar more to buy it than you're selling it for. And you're going to try to convince me that you're making money?
And what got me is she would ask people questions and they would start talking to them and then other people would say, come up and say, hey, they're from InfoWars, don't talk to them. Then they would stop talking. Just because they were a conservative group. Asking the question.
Yep.
How is that
tolerant? It's not. If you believe in their jurisdiction, if you believe in their viewpoint, oh well. See, no. Well, we don't care if you're here. We support you. No, you don't. You have no viewpoint. You cannot basically. I'll do what I'm going to do. You can't justify your reasoning. But they're lazy. They don't get it. They just. What you don't understand is people came to this country to get away from the bullcrap of all these other countries. See, I support immigrants. Oh, so what do you have against immigrants? I said nothing. Well, Trump has lots of stuff, but, okay, where does Trump have any... He's against illegals. He's against border jumpers. So you think that someone crossing the border from Mexico should instantly become a citizen when someone where I live is going through the process to become a citizen? How is that fair?
It's not fair.
Well, don't worry, because California is going to make it to where illegals can vote. They're going to pass laws so that illegals can vote. I don't know how that makes sense. I honestly think California will divide. I honestly think there are going to be people, they're losing companies left and right. Who wants to live in a state where, oh, wow, you don't even have to be a citizen, you can vote. If they're going to pass a law where illegals can vote, Lord help us. Why would you want to live there? There are people that are embarrassed to go down city streets that are full and full and full of nothing but homeless people. It's ridiculous. But people don't care. Oh man, why don't you try to help make these countries great so that they want to go to where they're from? Like all those interviews when that person goes, we don't want to be in America. We want to be in our own country. All these liberals that are saying, why don't we make, you know, like we're racist because we don't want to open up our doors to these immigrants when they don't even want to be here. I just loved it when they interviewed all those people. But, hey, would you open your door to these refugees? Nope. I don't think one person would have. If I was a business, I would say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go look, and if I know this person's liberal, I ain't giving them the bonus. What they should do is, okay, if you people that wanted Hillary Clinton, if you don't want that tax credit, you know, this money that's going to come back in our taxes because of Trump for a good majority of the people, not everybody's going to probably get it, but a good 85% of the people are going to get it. If you don't want that, then that money should be divided up against the people that did vote for Trump. Just like that guy that said, okay, I'm having to let all these people go because of these policies introduced by Barack Obama. How can I fire someone supported Mitt Romney who didn't want Obama? That's why I'm taking people, you voted for Barack Obama, these policies, because of them, I'm going to have to let people go. I'm letting you go because of it. It's only fair. You supported his policies and what he was going to pass, and that's what's come of it. I want to get into this because House Republicans hope to release jaw-dropping memo on surveillance abuses. I mean, House Republicans are hopeful that a four-page memo allegedly containing jaw-dropping, massive revelations about U.S. government surveillance abuses, they hope to have it made public very soon. And it's basically coming out saying, hey, the government's been surveying on you way more than you realize. Wake up. It's going to be interesting to see what comes up of this, and if anyone ever does anything or gets outraged. It's going to be interesting, you know, to see. But then you have a majority of the country are these morons that don't know anything. That's just like, hey, I'm just following the crowd, man. I'm just following the crowd. I don't, you know, I would love to be in one of those and I'd be like supporting those people, but I'd be pro Hillary for all the reasons that people hate Trump. I'm like, the reason why I vote Hillary is because Hillary was a Goldwater girl, and I hope that when she becomes president, you know, she's going to resegregate America like Barry Goldwater wanted, that she supported wholeheartedly 1,000,000%. And I'm hoping that she becomes president, maybe she'll do that. We can have America resegregated because, you know, I know deep down in my heart, Hillary hates black people, you know, and just, no, she doesn't. Okay. What do you think I'm voting for? You know, Detroit's not where it is because Democrats care about the black people. Detroit and a lot of these Democratic areas like Chicago of where they are, because you got rich politicians that don't give two craps about these places. The politicians don't live in those areas. They do whatever they have to claim enough residency or whatever so that they can have the jurisdiction. But look at all those Democratic policies. How have they helped Detroit? How have they helped Chicago? How have they helped L.A. in Compton and Washington, South Central? Go to the parts of Philadelphia where a cop won't go down the street and tell me how they've helped. Show me one black Democrat that's done anything, passed legislation to help his people. I mean, it's sad because like the Dow, S&P 500, stack, NASDAQ, all that stuff is flying to the roof. But anyone that, when they can't really hide the fact that the stock market's doing so great, that's Obama did that. Obama made that. Obama built that. Because you can't give Trump credit for anything. I could respect a liberal if they said, yeah, I was wrong about Trump. The economy's doing great. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't think he would do what he's done. I made the wrong choice when I voted for Hillary. But that's the problem. They can't. They can't say, okay, anything good about it. They can't say anything good about him. That's the problem. I mean, just look at any of the White House press secretary meetings that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, like on the one when the Senate voted 81-18 in favor of funding the government for 3 weeks. All the Democrats wanted to shut it down. All Republicans mostly wanted to fund it. And guess what?
I love her. She don't take crap.
She don't take crap. Well, the problem you have is, remember when Obama had his medical checks and they came out and the president's doing great and everything's wonderful. What happened when Trump got a clean bill of health? Well, does he have HIV? Does he have hepatitis? Does he have C. diff? Does he have whooping cough? I mean, you know.
Same doctor, too.
Same doctor, same everything. They don't care. I'd be like, if this is how you're going to treat me, press conference is over. Yeah, she just tells them where to shove it. But that's why I love her, because Trump knows who to pick. Trump ain't no dummy. You notice how, like, when Pence went to Israel, he's paying respect to people that respect us. He's putting on a yarmulke and going to the outer wall of Jerusalem. He's paying respects to people that respect us. You have Hillary Clinton going to countries when Obama was president, putting on a hijab in places where they abuse women and beat them and they hate us. Isn't it nice to go to have a vice president and president that go to nations that respect us? When Barack Obama was president, remember when Benjamin Netanyahu came and congressmen and senators that did a 180? Only disrespect. Scary. This is a quote that came out recently from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and it's so true. If we focus on what we agree upon a lot more than what we disagree upon, we can have a lot of progress and hopefully get to something that helps everyone and solves a big problem. Instead of these politicians that are bickering and fighting and arguing over petty bullcrap. You know, we need to come together. We all bleed the same color. I mean, it's sad. But, you know, it's sad when you have people that can't say anything good about Trump, and all they can do is push this negative narrative of Russia, Russia, Russia bullcrap. I mean, this is the problem we have. California this spring will begin automatically registering adults who obtain or renew a driver's license to vote, including potentially large number of non-citizens and immigrants living illegally in the state. I want sanctuary now. It's sad. It's crazy. Crazy. They need to do, okay, just round up all the illegals. Go to California. You can live there. They'll harbor you. Go to California. Super cool to the illegals. Oh, this is interesting. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy told Fox News that the league rejected a Super Bowl ad from the American Veterans Group due to its political nature because it contained the words, "Please stand." The Super Bowl game program is designed for fans to commemorate and to celebrate the game, players, teams, and the Super Bowl. It's never been a place for advertising that could be considered by some as a political statement. So, kneeling down is not a political statement. Disrespecting our national anthem is not a political statement. Telling Tim Tebow that, hey, you can't pray, you can't have any religious stuff on you, that's not political. That's not saying, hey, yeah, sorry, folks, but yeah, not going to get political or religious, but yeah, you know, stop that. You don't have to worry, folks, because the NFC and AFC playoffs were at the lowest ratings in 5 years, and you can go now. They've had it in the past where on YouTube you can click one link and you can watch like all the videos that are like the commercials. And a lot of them haven't been that great. And you can watch all of the Super Bowl commercials and one thing, you don't even have to watch the game. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I won't watch it. I refuse. And I'm glad I have a wife that refuses too. Just how this world works, how this cookie crumbles. Got about 23 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Wow. What a thing. You know, we finally got the government funded again. See, when we have these government shutdowns, it's amazing in the recent weeks how many friends that I have that are ultra-liberal actually have posted things I agree with. You know, well, what do these politicians care if they shut down? They're getting paid. They're getting like a pension every year. If they were to be fired right now, there's $110,000 a year they get, period, or something, every year. So the day they die, they get medical benefits. They see the top dot. They see stuff you could only dream about getting. Something needs to be done. We need to fire all the politicians and start over. And I'm like, thought I would hear that from somebody. We basically agree more than we disagree. We all want the same thing in the end. We just don't know how to you have a different way of going about getting there. And that's how this cookie crumbles. It's nice to see at least some people wake up and get to the realization that I have had for a long time that the government sucks. So, good to see at least. I mean, everything else we'll disagree upon, but, you know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And it's been a crazy day with trying to figure out why people are doing what they're doing. And why a kid would shoot and do what they did. This is interesting. I want to get into this story. This came up a while ago, but Kid Rock donates money raised from political merchandise to CRNC Action, an affiliate of the College Republican National Committee, to help with voter registration and all this stuff. And he's just an all-around great guy. You know, he had a tour one year, and he lowered all the prices to $20. He goes, I want everyone to be able to come out and see my shows and have a good time. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. But yeah, it's hard to believe. It's almost February. Yeah, it's like, well, where's Christmas? Where's Christmas? And then almost February, and so one of those, before you know it, it's like, okay, it's Easter already? Wow. Yep. It's kind of interesting. I got a text from a lady the other day, and she's like, yeah, as of like the 21st of this month, which is already, you know, Art of Shaving is closing in Indianapolis because she used to be the master barber there. I've got a shop opening up. I'm like, yeah, you know, there's a discount on your first trip. So, because I used to go to Art of Shaving I went many years on my birthday, but I went several times. Other than that, I got a straight razor shave. They use a shavette. Oh, it's incredible. And, you know, they're no longer there. I guess they didn't have enough. Because I remember I used to talk to the lady that used to be the barber there for many years. And she's like, yeah, you know, like the first time I went like 6 years ago, yeah, I've never had someone get in the same day. Normally they have to have an appointment. And I got in and she goes, yeah, it was Bob by Gillette a while ago. And, you know, I used to get like Japanese feather blades and use those, and, you know, whatever was best for the person's growth. And, just, you know, and, okay. She goes, now I use like these ones, like, because I use Gillette 7 o'clock once in a while. And, oh, yeah. She, because I was ashamed to talk to her, and it's just, I was talking to my mom about it. She's like, yeah, people don't appreciate. Everybody wants, there's no personality in anything anymore. People don't want to, you know, there's none of that anymore. People, like, they just want to, like, I want to go to a bank and talk to someone and different things. And, you know, that human contact is lost, you know. People don't want to sit there and get up and say, hey, how you doing? You want to go out? You want to have coffee? Want a date, maybe? No, they want to go online and go to www.match.net.com. That something. I'll find your woman.com. Yeah, if anyone wants me to find them their wife, I will. It'll cost you, but I'll get you one. The more money you give me, the more beautiful the woman I can get you, because the more money I'll be able to give her to have you go out with her.
Really? Really? Oh, my good Lord, help me.
Hey. Man, it's a tough market, man. You know, when I was dating back in the day, I used to look for ATM slips that hit the ground, and I tried to find the one with the biggest dollar amount on me, and then I put my phone number on the back of it and give it to a girl.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That way, when they look at, man, that guy looked homely. He's got $170,000 in his phone. Ooh, I'll call him up.
How long did that work out for you?
It never worked out.
Okay.
That's the wrong thing to do. But I'm just saying, you know, there's no one wants to have this human contact anymore. It's like, God. And it's sad because that place was amazing to get that royal shave with all, I mean, it's for some reason, I guess there's this faux pas against men having, like the woman, oh, it's okay for her to sit there in the salon and spend all day long. And, you know, she goes in there and gets her toes done, then her fingernails done. Then she gets her hair dyed, and she gets it permed and cut and all this stuff. And, you know, she has lunch brought to her. And then before you know it, you know, but God forbid, a guy goes in and gets a shave.
Shave and haircut,
two bits. But, yeah. But it's just one of those things that's kind of like off the beaten path anymore. Well, I mean, I remember the barber I used to go to, he actually used a straight blade. And he would, like, do your neck and he would strap the thing and shave your neck. And, man, it was incredible. I mean, now they have to use a shavette for sterilizing purposes because they can put in a brand new blade every time. And, you know, so. But I've always wanted to go to shaving. Yeah, I got my Mueller brush. Can you use it? Yeah. But it's just one of those things that it's an art that's going kind of to the wayside, but then, like, wet shaving is showing a huge resurgence with, you know, people getting better shave creams. And it's just kind of breaks up the monotony of something you have to do every day. Yeah, I have to get up and shave every other day or so, but I've got Mama Bear's shave soaps, Northwoods, like a pine tree, and it just breaks up the monotony of doing something that sucks that you have to do every day. It makes it somewhat enjoyable. And then I have to wear a beard guard and everything else, and it's a pain in the butt. Well, they actually discourage it in restaurants. They don't like you to have them at all. Most places won't even allow it. So, but not that I hate shaving. It just sometimes gets old, especially when you're in a rush and you're exhausted and you're tired and you're fatigued.
Yeah.
With my muscle thing, I was like, I mean, if I had the money, I'd just be like, I'd have been going there to shaving and having them shave me every day. Not every day, but like twice a week. That's a lot of money, and thank you so much for tuning in, folks. So yeah, support your local Art of Shaving if you have one wherever you live. They're incredible. Those, you know, because if you go to like, there's one in Detroit, I think one in Chicago, and they have several chairs. Oh, they're great. They're amazing. How many people can afford $60 to throw down for a royal shave? But I think if you spent $80, you get like you can get a haircut and shave and all that on one. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. It's not something the average person does every day. You know, it's usually on my birthday when I would do it. So,
but.
Just like, because I love to do the float things, and it's different strokes for different folks, because my wife doesn't care for it, where they have like the 900 pounds of like Epsom salt in the tank, and you float. And my mom, because I looked into seeing what those cost, because mom goes, where are you going to find a place to put that? I'm like, I just wanted to see what they went for. I was just curious on the cost of those things.
I'll get a hot tub. We can put them beside each other right here in the living room.
Well, that those are like there was a guy on eBay selling one of those pods that you soak in, and it was like 15 grand used, and they're like 20, I think, brand new. I'm like, oh, okay. But I always wondered if that would be a, because I've talked about this before, if they'd be a fad or not, you know? Because I love what, I'm a YouTube addict when it comes, because it's neat to see, because when they have, what's neat is like when they have like, well, like an infomercial for like, this is new Gorilla Glue Super. This will hold a 50-ton car with one drop. And then some guy buys it and sees if it can even, okay, I can't even hold a magnet up with this thing. What the hell? And it's just neat to see. I watched a bunch of them on that red copper, and you're supposed to, the directions say you got to season the pan and all this, and they say, yeah, but what's funny is if you take a fork, you can scratch it, that thing up, stab it up so easily, it's not even funny. Like, I'm not even using hardly any force, and I've scratched this up. So how they sit there and go back and forth with the fork and not dent it, I'd love to know, because... But it's kind of cool just to watch some of those. Because it's neat because, like, they had that how it's made. And I love watching those because now you can find ones you didn't even know existed. It's just kind of neat to see how stuff's made. I'm just a guru kind of guy. Because I do have a YouTube channel. And so far, my biggest video, my 1,000 viewed video, was one that I did when I was doing a review of my Vorsen uke. A Vorsen, it's a ukulele that looks like a Fender Stratocaster, so really cool, and I just was doing a review on it. But ever since I got that Merlin from Sequel Guitars, that thing is just so cool. Because I've been just working out songs just by... If you ever heard Steal Away by Robbie Dupree, the old 70s song? I figured out how I can play that on there. Kind of cool. I want to move on because if you were on the sun or the moon or Uranus or wherever you were, if you haven't heard by now, Alexis Sanchez has officially signed for Manchester United. Mkhitaryan is, what's funny is how Mkhitaryan is kind of like, oh, I've always wanted to go to Arsenal. Okay. If you would have worked at United, you wouldn't even be in this transfer deal, buddy. But hey, you know, of course, Arsenal tries to make it out like they got the better end of the deal, and we got one of the best players in Europe, and probably the best player, in my opinion, in right now in England. Alexis Sanchez is incredible. The surprise I had is I always thought the number 7 would be saved for Antonio Griezmann. I really thought that, and some people wonder, there's speculation on, are they not 100% sure if he's going to fully come to United, and he may not. And what do we, because he's a number 7. He plays in that 7 position. And when you think about it, did they not, well, what if we put all our chips on Antonio Griezmann coming and he doesn't come? What do we do now? And they just said, hey, we're going to go after Sanchez. And supposedly when United showed interest, it was a done deal for him. He's like, are you kidding me? Go to a club that has no history, nothing really to show for it, or go to United that is a club that has fans worldwide with history? I mean, Man City, in a couple of the games recently, haven't even sold out their stadium, and they're massive. They are doing stuff this year that no club has done. But you got to understand something. If you look at the coach, Pepe Guardiola, is only going to go somewhere that's got massive talent, and he's got if they ain't got talent to begin with, he ain't gonna go there. He doesn't want to go to a program that he has to build. He wants to go. He don't want to go to a club and build them up and say, okay, I need to get players in here. No, he wants to go to a club that's already built with an open checkbook that he can get whoever he wants, so he can make his dominant team even more dominant. Have a good little one gone near United. Jose Mourinho is someone like, give me a challenge. Give me a challenge. I'll prove people in England wrong about Manchester United like I did in Inter Milan. And that's what he sees. And there is, since we got Sanchez, he's got two more signings in the summer. He's got a big marquee signing coming. Who it is, we have, it's not to wait and see. But when you look at United, I mean, if we get some of the players that were on loan, Fernandinho and some of these other players back, you know, we're going to, I mean, Alexis Sanchez is going to help us stay in the top four, top three, or even top two. And we may get an FA Cup out of it. But next year, because remember, Alexis Sanchez is from Chile. They're not playing in the World Cup. He's going to have a summer off to rest and just train and stay in fitness, not be using his body all summer. Because remember, if you're called to World Cup duty, you can get hurt. Okay, there you go. And then you come back to Chelsea or United or Arsenal and you're hurt. But it's just, I mean, to think that, okay, Antonio Griezmann, is he going to come? Is he not going to come? Let's go after Alexis Sanchez, and if we get him, he's a bonus. That way we don't put all our chips in to a guy, Antonio Griezmann, and what if he doesn't come to United? And since he's famously known for being the number seven, is he not going to come now? Will he may snub United and say, hey, since you filled the position I normally play, I'm going somewhere else. We'll just have to wait and see. And that'll be a summer thing when that happens. Because that does worry me, because he basically said, hey, I want to come to United, but I want to fulfill my obligations at Inter Milan, because I've been, hey, that's what I want to do. You know, it was like a transfer freeze or something, and they couldn't get anyone, and club, he stayed. So we'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see how the club turns around with Alexis Sanchez and different things. I mean, but a lot Alexis Sanchez is going to do if you have someone like Fellaini on the pitch. I don't know. Him and Jose Mourinho have to be dating. I mean, what his obsession is with Fellaini, I have no idea. Why he wants to keep him, why he wants him on the pitch so much, I have no idea. So we'll just have to wait and see. This is going to be interesting to see what goes on with this, folks. I got 90 seconds left in the program, and, you know, the Trump team could actually prosecute California Attorney General who won't enforce immigration laws. Because now, I guess there are people that are saying that, well, since California is not going to enforce immigration laws, and they're going to allow illegals to vote and all this stuff, that we can go after them because they're not adhering to law. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And if you haven't heard, by the way, first state to legislatively legalize marijuana. It wasn't like a citizen vote on Prop 14 that makes it legal. It was the legislature that voted to legalize it. you know, Jeff Sessions says he's going to go after all these states that are legalizing it. Well, he's going to have a hard time because you're going to, by the time...
No, Jeff Sessions is in trouble.
Yeah.
He's being investigated himself for the code about this fake Russian collusion thing right now. He just got done getting, he had to do a Q&A.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. We'll see. But with that, that's where I'm going to leave it. Way to go, Vermont. And remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we meet you to put things in a sacred honor. So this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.